This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The timetable for a possible war against Iraq might be slipping. The International Atomic Energy Agency said yesterday that existing UN Security Council resolutions give it another 6 to 12 months to finish its work. Some nations have put pressure on the Bush administration to wait and give the diplomatic process adequate time to determine whether Iraq really does possess prohibited weapons. All the while, thousands more American troops are being sent to the Persian Gulf, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The weapons inspectors want more time, the Security Council wants more time, many of the allies of the U.S. want more time. The Bush administration is under growing pressure to delay the start of any military action against Iraq. Some in the Bush administration view January 27th as a possible date for deciding about an attack. That's the date that UN weapons inspectors have to make their first formal report to the Security Council on whether Iraq is complying with last November's Resolution 1441, which gives Baghdad one last chance to disarm. While senior officials in the Bush administration have been quoted as saying military operations probably could not begin until at least mid-February, some now say not until early March. The largest factor, says Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution, is the timetable for weapons inspections.
The Europeans in particular are making clear that in order for them to be able to support going to war, there has to be a real violation of the resolution that the UN passed. There has to be something like a smoking gun that the UN inspectors find or that intelligence can prove is out there. And so far, of course, we don't have a smoking gun.
Most of the Europeans have been skeptical all along of U.S. plans to attack Iraq, but in the past week it has become clear that the British government has doubts as well. Public opinion polls in Great Britain show overwhelming opposition to war with Iraq. In recent days, Prime Minister Tony Blair, until now President Bush's staunchest ally, has been urging more time for the inspection process, even if he has not reversed himself on the ultimate goal of waging war to dislodge Saddam Hussein.
The inspectors are in there in order to find out the truth. What they find is then put before the United Nations Security Council. And all I'm saying is, if what they find amounts to a breach of the UN mandate, then Saddam will be disarmed by force.
Yesterday at the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer was asked about the growing pressure to delay a possible Iraq war.
The president has not put any type of artificial timetable on how long he believes is necessary for Saddam Hussein to prove to the world that he's going to comply.
The administration has also been trying to convince the government of Turkey to allow American troops to position themselves there for a possible invasion of northern Iraq. So far, Ankara has delayed that decision. Ivo Dalder says for all these reasons, President Bush is not looking right now at optimal circumstances to order an invasion.
The administration now, in some sense, is faced with the same question it faced last summer. Is it willing to go alone, virtually alone and perhaps completely alone, to war against Iraq with all the consequences that has? Or will it wait a little longer in order to give the international inspectors the time to find the smoking gun that the administration and many of us believe ultimately is out there?
Still, the administration has been speeding up deployments to the Persian Gulf. 62,000 troops were mobilized last weekend. By the end of January, there could be as many as 150,000 American troops in Kuwait and other positions near Iraq.
If we are not committed to a war, we are certainly deadly serious about being ready for one.
Anthony Cordesman is an expert on military affairs in the Middle East at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says all those troops can't remain poised for action indefinitely. Delay could be counterproductive.
As the forces become fixed in place, as every detail of the buildup is known, as Iraq has time to react, as it keeps throwing out some sort of partial compliance, the U.S. position in many ways, rather than getting better as we try to consult and negotiate, could deteriorate.
Given the scale of the military buildup, Cordesman says, the odds are still in favor that the president will make a decision this winter to go to war. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.